From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julia Mocker. I'll just come right out and say it. I am a fan of the photo album. I relish the sensory enjoyment of the pictures themselves and the added delight of sitting next to a beloved someone on the couch, flipping through those pages as your friend shares the behind-the-scenes madness that took place just before the shutter clicked. Harpist Yolanda Kondonassis has a new CD out, and you could think of this album as, well, an album, a photo album full of favorite snapshots and commentary culled from 20 years' worth of experiences. This is a landmark year for Kondonassis. She's celebrating two decades of recording with a new compilation, Solo Harp, on a new label, Azika. The actual process of sitting down and spending time with these younger versions of herself was, she said, illuminating. These days, she's much more drawn to the lyrical, expressive qualities of the harp. But in listening back to one of her first recordings, a fiery Carlos Salcedo piece called Scintillation, she took great delight in hearing her 20-year-old self play with such abandon.
Listening to myself play that piece is like watching my daughter dance. There's this freedom and this joy of newness.
She included a fair amount of Salcedo on this CD.
I had to include several tracks of his because he is sort of, from a pedagogical standpoint, he's my grandfather. He was the teacher of my teacher, Alice Chalifou. And it's really lovely when you feel rather close to the source and can really understand what a composer is trying to do.
Other pieces made it onto the album because she wanted to strike a balance between presenting a wide variety of composers without getting too whiplashy. The lineup also reminds us that Kondonassis started out on a different instrument.
You know, my first love was the piano, and I continued the piano all the way through high school. And so I love that repertoire, and I have not given it up easily. And, you know, it led very naturally into, you know, stealing a bit of the music for my instrument as well.
Among those stolen works, the Gershwin Prelude No. 2, and one of the Nocturnes by Erik Satie.
I so enjoyed doing these Nocturnes pieces by Satie. They're little miniatures, and I loved so much Satie's notes to the performer, you know, and they're little non sequiturs. One of them that I love the most is that he writes above a particular phrase, "with the tip of your thought." And, you know, things like that where there's a dreamlike state, there's a stream of consciousness to these Nocturnes that they remain some of my favorite things to play. It's almost like meditation. It's like yoga. It's like Tai Chi, anything where great focus but relaxation is possible. I think we need to have music that does that for us.
The idea of harp music as relaxing and gentle, ethereal, is familiar and valid. But, says Kondonassis, there's so much more.
I think there are few instruments on this planet that are such chameleons as the harp. Just the range of dynamics on the harp is tremendous. And many people know that the harp can sound, you know, soft and gentle and lovely, but it can also sound very powerful and even abrasive if you want to go there. So I think the versatility of the instrument, when it's fully explored, is just extraordinary. And I think that's what keeps me interested. I think there's a lot about the harp that hasn't even been tapped into yet. And I hope to, you know, help composers and help harpists do a little bit of that, you know, throughout the rest of my career.
And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julia Mocker.